What was it supposed to represent?
His opinion.
The decision.
No, just his opinion.
You don't care who.
And as I recall it, he had sent the opinion around to the justices with a memo saying, "This is what I plan to write and file. I'm giving it to you in advance of the argument so that you'll all have an opportunity to take your best hold and write against me." Something inflammatory like that. In any event, I made the motion to strike the opinion from the files, the records of the court, based solely upon the fact that it was precipitous. It was filed before the court had an opportunity to consider it, and obviously written before the... I thought it was an affront to the court. The motion carried. And as I recall it, Tom M. Kavanaugh and Terry Kelly were the only ones who voted with Gene against the motion. Defners and Carr joined the rest of us, and the opinion was stricken from the record of the court. Talbot then undertook to write, and my recollection is that Talbot wrote an opinion that became the opinion of the court. Gene did not refile his opinion, and so that lengthy opinion that I'm talking about never was published. Got a copy of it. Others have copies of it, I'm sure. But it was just a scandalous thing. And that was my introduction to the part. My introduction to Gene Black and the genesis of the antagonism that was evident during the entire time I was in the court. There were periods of time when he and I got along just fine. Matter of fact, in our personal relationship, we were quite friendly. I decided very early in my relationship with Gene that the only way to deal with him was to stand up to him, to slug it out with him toe to toe. He was the bully, and that he would bully me unless I established that capacity early on. So while I wasn't spoiling for a fight, I wasn't going to run away from one either. And we got along just fine. We would be engaged in intellectual combat, and he would stop talking. He would pack his bag and leave the courtroom. Predictably, within 48 hours or 72 hours, there would be a diatribe in the mail in the form of an opinion or a supplement to this opinion or an addendum, or in time, you know, a complete revision. But it was fascinating to watch this. I could predict it. I could tell exactly when it was going to happen. What a pity. What a waste of talent.
How do you explain the fact that he had been known to remember the board of communities, chairman, party to the case? Was it not de rigueur in procedure at that time to withdraw oneself where you were?